Blog Talk Radio.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a mighty word from the Lord. Amen. So you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our service or our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. To God be the glory. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your
Amen. Praise be to God. Father, help me to remember that only you can fill my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. And we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. And I pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection. I live for you. Praise God.
Of your glory.
Thank you, Jesus, for sending your spirit as my comfort and companion. Remind me of your presence throughout this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Played it a million times, but still it escapes my mind. The grace you've shown towards me, I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free. Wrong seems to follow me. I still can't believe how you never let me go, how you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me. Ever write a book I could ever read.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Be the center, say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Yeah.
Father God, thank you for the joy found in giving. Give me a generous heart, even toward ordinary needs. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that's all you have to do is call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen? Praise God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Praise be to God. Which is entitled, Wait in Faith. Praise God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 37, verse 7. And it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Amen. Praise be to God. Sometimes the days, weeks, months, and even years can pass without an answer from God about something very dear to us. And if you're in such a season, I encourage you to take heart and don't give up hope. Understand that waiting on God's timing, it's not only one of the most profitable lessons you will ever learn as a believer, but one of the most necessary. Amen? I have petitioned God on many occasions and received only silence as an answer. At times, it seems as if I waited forever for a response. But however long the wait, God has always come through for me. And it was through those times of waiting he taught me to trust him more. Yes, waiting is one of the most difficult things you will do as a Christian, because there is always that underlying doubt that the Father will answer your prayers. This is especially true when others are receiving what your heart desires. However, God has very important reasons for having you wait, and they are without exception. Always for your benefit. Do not doubt God. Keep trusting and waiting, because he will lift you up in due time and give you beyond what you imagine and what you truly need. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Jesus, I wait for you, trusting that the delays are not denials, but are important for your purpose. Amen, amen, and amen. So my brothers and sisters, wait in faith. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. And I pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music on this beautiful and glorious day. Friday. Praise be to God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's bring it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and He knows everything.
I have the victory cause.
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
He's in control
and He knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like the best of people.
Best of
peace. Come on, lift them up
in here. Oh, let them rejoice and shout unto Him.
Why? When you called us.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have
the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live.
In Him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may
come
be.
Come on, clap your hands like this
and
sing it with us.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live.
In Him I live.
Can you believe that? Sing this with us. Let the people. Come on, lift Him up.
Oh, lift Him up. Rejoice.
And shout unto Him.
And shout unto Him.
The one you call Him.
We have caused us to triumph.
And we know we will rule in the end. Say it again. Lift the peace.
Oh, lift Him up. Rejoice.
Come on, someone shout.
And shout
with the voice of triumph tonight.
We have caused us to triumph.
among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. You might be in despair, but the word says anything you ask in Jesus' name will be given unto you. Thank you.
Amen. God, I need your wise discernment. Rescue me from my denial of my own guilt. Help me live in steps with your spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Thank you.
Jesus, give me a glimpse of your eternal perspective and help me to search for the right balance of time that better fulfills your purpose. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Oh, I wanna be more than an ordinary servant. take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes over and over again. So I'm calling on you, and you always know what to do. So I'm praying to thee. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt when I can't seem to make it work. I've done all that I can. Learn all your words, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice in silence and in melody, yeah. So I'm flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
Amen. I thank you, loving God, for all the marvelous work you have done on my behalf. Please give me the strength to focus on your mighty acts when I need hope to keep going. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now at this time, I will play a selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
And he's able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen. He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is. Yes, he is able to heal you now, yeah. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, he is able. Yes, he is, yes, he is able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free, yeah. My God is able. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Came to let you know. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able. Able to let you know
that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes, my God. Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. bust my head and rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor telling me, say, able. Come on, say, it's able. What you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose, and is able to come into your marriage and set you free, is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord, call on his name, cause he's able, cause he's able. God is able, able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah, able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah, he is able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I can't let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. You able.
Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. And we are going to read verses 21 through verses through chapter 6, verse 1 through 4, excuse me. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 through chapter 6, 1 through 4. Amen. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, "And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything. For husbands, this means love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church, and we are members of his body. As the scripture says, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. This is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. So again, I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Chapter 6. Children, obey your parents, because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instructions that comes from the Lord. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Paul was saying, submitting to another person is an often misunderstood concept. It does not mean becoming a doormat. Christ, at whose name every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Philippians 2 and 10. Submit his will to the Father, and we honor Christ by following his example. When we submit to God, we become more willing to obey his command to submit to others. That is, to subordinate our rights to theirs. In a marriage relationship, both husband and wife are called to submit. For the wife, this means willingly following her husband's leadership in Christ. And for the husband, it means putting aside his own interests in order to care for his wife. Submission is rarely a problem in homes where both partners have a strong relationship with Christ and where each is concerned for the happiness of the other. To God be the glory. Praise God, praise God. Now, in this section of Paul's epistle to the Ephesians in Ephesians 5, 21 through chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, the apostle gives some great guidelines for abundant living within the home. These are the most important relationships of life. We can be thankful that God has given guidelines to husbands and wives. He has given guidelines to parents regarding their children and guidelines to children concerning the manner in which they should relate to their parents. Now today, we will focus on the parental responsibility to God, as well as the parental responsibility to children. Phillips translates the word that are addressed to fathers, but are applicable to mothers as well. So as follows, fathers, do not overcorrect your children or make it difficult for them to obey the commandments. So bring them up with Christian teachings in Christian discipline. Ephesians 6 for Phillips. Now, Dr. Kenneth Taylor paraphrased this verse in the Living Bible as follows. And now, a word to you parents. Don't keep on scolding and nagging your children, making them angry and resentful. Rather, bring them up with the loving discipline the Lord himself approves. Now, with suggestions and godly advice, on this day, which in America is called Father's Day, it would be helpful for us as parents to recognize that we need to be worthy of the honor and the respect of our children. This day, Father's Day, was first observed in the United States on June 17, 1910. In 1923, the third Sunday in June was fixed as the official day. And in 1924, President Coolidge recommended its national observance. Today, it has a fixed place in the calendar of the special day in our country. Amen. Devotion to and pride in fathers does not need to wait for an official day. So every day is a Father's Day. If you love your father, you don't just celebrate him just that one day. You celebrate him every day, providing he is a good father. Now, the word father can mean the source or prototype. So therefore, a father is one from whom we get strength. But the reverse can also be true. We can receive weakness from a father. As fathers and mothers, we should be tremendously concerned about the impact of our lives on the lives of our children. Across the length and breadth of our country, mayors, ministers, senators, judges, law enforcement officers, physicians, and psychologists are in agreement that marriage and family living are in serious trouble. And that is absolutely true. It's in serious trouble. People take their marriage vows as a joke. You marry today, and by the end of the month, you're divorcing. That's not God's way. Many young people are having problems. As parents, we need to be as certain as we can that youth problems are not the result of parental problems. Now, in the larger passage of Scripture, we read for today. Amen. We saw some instructions specifically for husbands and wives. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 through 24. And we also saw for wives only in Ephesians 5, 22 through 24. And all of this is in our scripture reading for this evening, where we were coming from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 through Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. And some for husbands only. And Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 33. You take time and read those scriptures for yourself. Amen. And some for children. And that is in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. The passage closes with further instructions to parents. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight, for revealing yourself through Jesus Christ. We come into your presence with joy and faith and hope. Give us ears to hear your voice. Give us eyes of faith to see your truth. And give us hearts that will not only receive, but hearts that will give to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And my text for this message is coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 through 3. and the RSV version. And it says, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Amen. Praise God. My title for this message is Parents Who Are Worthy of Honor. I'll say that again. Parents who are worthy of honor. So let's take a look at Ephesians 5 and 21. To be parents worthy of honor, we need to subordinate ourselves to the Lord. Amen? Now, the husband is responsible to God for the manner in which he relates to his wife. The wife is responsible to God for the manner in which she relates to her husband. Now, both husband and wives should conduct themselves in such a way as to please the Father God in this important relationship of being progenitors and of rearing those children to maturity. Now, if we would be worthy parents, we must accept the authority of God. Now, the wife should recognize and accept the authority of her husband. And the husband must recognize the supreme authority of God over his life. Excuse me. God holds him responsible for the well-being of his family. Why? Because he is the head of the family, just as Jesus is the head of the church. And the children should recognize and respond to the parents' authority. Amen. Now, to be worthy parents, we need a quality of character that is worthy of reverence. Children are not commanded to honor parents who are dishonorable. Why would you think that your child will honor you if you dishonor them? Children need to be able to reverence parents who are not phonies. You got to be sincere and true with your children. Loving obedience should be deserved on the part of parents rather than being something that is coerced. Please. Thank you, Jesus. To be parents worthy of honor, we must practice love that is genuine. It is romantic love that often attracts a couple toward each other to the extent that they enter into marriage. You know how it is. You fall in love. You see a person, you fall in love. Oh, this is my husband. I want to be married to this person. But God did not send that person to you. You chose that person to marriage. to achieve the highest possible happiness. A couple needs to have something more than romantic attraction for each other. You both have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You both have to be believers in order for your marriage to work. A husband and wife need to relate to each other in such a manner as to deserve the respect of love. How can you love a person who do not respect you? You can't. Unless you are that blind and you cannot see past the love that you have for that person. Parents need to practice agape love, which is sacrificial, self-giving love. It is love that expresses itself in helpfulness, not only to the companion, but also to the children. Because children follows what they see. If they see their fathers loving on their mothers, they are going to grow up to be loving husbands also. But if they see their father or mother abusing each other, they are going to grow up to be abusers. Some, not all of them, but some will. Now, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, says to be parents worthy of honor. We must not be guilty of exasperating our children. Now, the imperative in this verse is applicable to both mothers and fathers. As such, we have been appointed as teachers and protectors and examples for our children. We have a stake in their happiness and well-being and success. Now, many parents are paralyzed with fear to the extent that they are overcorrective concerning what their children might do. On the other hand, the apostle is not suggesting that we grant every wish that our children might have. He is not advising us never to cross them. He is not implying that we are always to approve their goals and ambitions. We must accept the responsibility for being teachers, guides, and examples for our children. We must be on guard lest we break their spirit with a destructive, negative, and critical spirit. There are a number of ways by which we can be guilty of doing this. Here are a few of them. We can exasperate them by providing an incomplete and inadequate home life in which love, affection, forgiveness, and kindness are not the order of the day. Also, we can exasperate them by okay, give me a break. I know the word is just tying up in my hypocritical, phony lies, okay? And we can exasperate them by being preoccupied with outside interests to the extent that we never give them any time. And we see that every day where parents are so busy working or doing other things or living their lives and they forget they have children. And those children need to be loved. They need to be encouraged. And that, as a parent, is what we are supposed to do. And also, we can exasperate them by a refusal to listen when they need to talk with us. I mean, I'm guilty of that. When my children was smaller and I'm there working and come home from work and trying to get dinner ready, trying to get their clothes and things ready for the next day, and they are steady talking, but I'm not listening. I see them in front of me, but I'm not listening to them. Why? Because I am so busy into whatever it is that I am doing. Amen. And children often spell parental love with the great big letters, T-I-M-E. Amen. T-I-M-E. Time. Children need our time. And perhaps we exasperate them most of making hasty and incorrect judgment concerning their motives and conduct. We are strongly prohibited against contributing to a broken spirit on the part of our children that would cause them to react with anger, hostility, and self-destructiveness. So when your children are rebelling, because why? They are not getting the attention that they deserve from their parents. Amen? And so the great duty of children is to obey their parents. And this is coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. That obedience includes inward reverence as well as outward acts. And in every age, prosperity has attended those distinguished for obedience to parents. The duty of parents: be not impatient, use no unreasonable serenities, deal prudently and wisely with children, convince their judgment and work upon their reason, bring them up well under proper and compassionate correction, and in the knowledge of the duty God requires. Often is this duty neglected, even among professors of the gospel. Many set their children against religion. But this does not excuse the children's disobedience, though it may be awfully occasioned. It, God alone, can change the heart. Yet, he gives his blessings to the good lessons and examples of parents and answers their prayers. But those whose chief anxiety is that their children should be rich and accomplished, whatever becomes of their souls, must not look for the blessings of God. And as I bring this message, now remember, Paul said, but those who chiefly anxiety is that their children should be rich and accomplished, whatever becomes of their souls must not look for the blessings of God. So train your child well. Teach them well. Love them. Give them time. And always, always bring them up into a good environment, a loving home, loving parents. Sometimes not everyone is as fortunately as some to be raised that way. Amen? And my closing is this. We all need help. If we are to be parents worthy of honor, we can be confident that God wants to help us improve the quality of our family life. We need to read the Bible and pray daily in the presence of our family. We need to let the church really be the church if we are going to be the finest Christians, parents, that we are capable of being. Hallelujah. So let us earnestly seek to give our children, parents, that they find easy to honor and respect. And I pray that this message was a blessing to you. Parents who are worthy of honor, husbands and wives, love each other. Love your children. Make time for them that they do not go astray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25. And it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. I pray that and thank you that you did not find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. And I pray that you got something out of this message tonight, because I know I did. We are never too old or too young to learn. And maybe there were some things that we missed when we were coming along. And maybe there are some things that we did not instill in our children. But it's still not too late. God is with us, and he's guiding us in the way that he would have us to go. And he said to go out into all the world and spread the good news. And that's what we're doing. We are spreading the good news about Jesus Christ. So won't you love on someone this evening? Call your children and say, just, you don't even have to hold a long conversation, just long enough to say, "I love you," or "I missed you. How are you today?" That's all. And you will be so surprised the love that you will receive in return. Amen. I'd like to thank my guests online. God bless you for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. And because of this Father's Day weekend, is why this message was preached tonight. Parents who are worthy of honor. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you till we meet again next week. Tomorrow I will not be on the line. It's my grandson's graduation. So we will return on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. We love you. We thank you. And just love on someone this evening or this weekend. If you are blessed enough to still have your father alive and well, love on him. Because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Do it today while you still can. Amen. So God bless. Have a wonderful evening. We love you. And shalom. And at this point, we are going to leave out on "All Belongs to You" by the Wicked Tone. God bless and shalom.
You gotta take it.